I explained. The law recognizes this in the case of wills. That's a new view, he said, evidently uncomfortable about something. It follows from your doctrine of metamorphosis. A marries B, then the great change begins. A gradually alters into a new fixed form, C, while B flattens and broadens out as D. It is a different couple, and they cannot reasonably be held responsible for the vagaries of A and B. That ought to be better understood. It would perhaps be as well. Before marriage, Edwin vows to devote his life to Angelina, and Angelina vows she would devote her life to Edwin. After marriage, this leads to confusion if they continue to believe such promises. Marriage certainly has that odd effect on the memory. You remember Angelina's promises and forget your own, and vice versa. There is no apparition more distressing than the ghost of a dead promise, said my uncle, especially when it is raised in the house of your friends. We passed through the elephant house in silence. I wonder what kind of man I shall be after the change, George. It's all a toss-up, he continued after an interval.